We've been talking to the Democratic gubernatorial hopefuls this week. Friday, we highlight Wisconsin Firefighters Union President Malin Mitchell. He ran for lieutenant governor in 2012 and says if elected governor, he'll push for universal health care in Wisconsin. WUWM's Marty Michelson spoke with Mitchell at a campaign stop in Milwaukee. She asked him why he's running for governor.
I'm running for governor because we need a change in our state. Governor Walker's had 8 years to divide and conquer us, and he's done that. He's had 8 years to tear the state apart, and he's done that. And we need a governor who is going to actually take care of people and put people over politics, people over bad policy, and even people over party at times. Majority of my life, I've been a firefighter for 20-plus years, and my job is to help others. And as firefighters, we respond to people on the worst days of their lives, and when people are at their worst, we have to be at our best. So we need a governor that actually takes care of people, so that's why I'm running. We need a change in our state.
What are the top three issues facing Wisconsinites, and how do you plan to address them?
Top three issues, I would say education is one of the top. We have an educational system that is lacking, and a lot of that is because of the 7.5 years of Scott Walker's cuts that have hurt public education. You can't take $1.6 billion from your first budget and then put back $630 million and now call yourself an educational governor, like our governor is. So we have a governor that has really, really hurt education. We need to do everything in our power to take care of our future, which is our children. I have two kids. I have a daughter that's a sophomore at UW Oshkosh, and I have a son who's a freshman in high school. And that's our future. And we have to take care of that. So I have a plan that we would actually require the state to pay two-thirds of the budget of each school district in our state, and that will help alleviate a lot of the pressure that school districts are facing. Because right now, when a place like Solon Springs, for instance, they had to have a referendum just to keep the lights on. Not for capital costs, but just to keep the lights on. And that's no way for us to be taking care of our school system. So we need to do everything in our power to make sure we take care of our future. And we do that not just by throwing money, but actually adequately staffing schools, making teachers feel good about teaching again. We need to make sure teachers get a raise all across the board. And those are some of the best people that I know, teachers. And we need to take care of teachers as well as our school district, because that's what's gonna make Wisconsin thrive. The others are, we have 300,000 people in the state of Wisconsin that have no health care whatsoever. We didn't take the federal dollars for the Medicaid expansion, and that's unfortunate. That's actually horrible, because that would put another 84,000 folks under, would have had health care. But health care, we need to make sure everyone has health care. That's why I've come out for Badger Care for All, and making sure everyone has health care. If we can give $4.5 billion to Foxconn, we can definitely make sure we have a great educational system and make sure we take care of everyone when it comes to health care. My mother's a diabetic. There should never be a time where senior has to choose between paying their prescription drugs and getting those filled or paying their rent or their mortgage. There should never be a time a child can't go to the hospital because their parents can't afford it. So I will tell you, I healthcare is near and dear to my heart, and I will make sure as governor that every person in the state has not just healthcare, but also the access to healthcare that everyone needs, because you go to rural areas and there are people that can't get to an OBGYN appointment, for instance. There are people that can't get the medication that they need. So a lot of people just forego it. Well, that's not, doesn't help us as a state. It doesn't help Wisconsinites lead a healthy life. So healthcare is another one. Our economy, our governor will talk about us having a 2.8% unemployment rate. That's all well and good, but you come to certain communities of color, the unemployment rate is a lot higher. And you go around the state, people are working two or three jobs just to make ends meet. And that's no way to govern. We'll never solve any of the problems, the school-to-prison pipeline, the achievement gap, having the highest African-American male incarceration rate until we actually bring opportunities to communities that need them. And I was just in Rhinelander, I was in Superior, I was in Merrill, Hudson as well, and there's a lot of poverty out there as well. So this current economy is working well for those at the top, which it always does, but it's not working well for everyone in our state, and I want to make sure and work like hell that and make sure that we have everyone have a good job and a family-supporting job. And all these things are great to talk about, and you asked me the top three, and But the number one thing really is I want to bring our state back together. And our state is so polarized right now, and everyone's talking at each other. And there's a lot of noise, but there's not a lot of things getting done. As a firefighter, my job is to get things done. We put the wet stuff on the hot stuff. No matter conditions change, construction changes, technology changes, at the end of the day, we put the wet stuff on the hot stuff. And we have to get back to a government that works for everybody and get a governor in the executive branch that's going to lead on the multitude of issues we have and also bring the state back together.
How do you differentiate yourself from the other candidates?
Well, you know, I'm a firefighter by trade. I haven't run for office the majority of my life. I ran for lieutenant governor in 2012, where I got over 1.1 million votes, so we're building upon that. But, you know, we live in a state where we have, this is the worst place to raise black children in the country, and that doesn't escape me. And I'm a firefighter, so we as a job, respond to our community. And we need a governor that cares about people. That should be the number one priority, is caring about all Wisconsinites here in our state, whether you're a Democrat or Republican. And you can only do that if you have, in my body of work and what I've done for the last 20 years, is respond to emergencies, respond to my community in emergency. And I believe here in the state that we're in an emergency as well. And it's emergency to get things done for all people. So as governor, I will be a governor of action, a governor that will actually take care of all people and all the Wisconsinites here in our state. So I think what differentiates me is I don't pander to just people I'm in front of. I don't pander to certain audiences. I tell like it is, and I tell it straight. And I believe that differentiates me from a lot of the other, some of the other candidates as well.
In what areas do you think you are vulnerable?
None. Just kidding. You know, a lot of people will say that he does not have the experience, has not been part of the bureaucracy as long as others. But I'll tell you, I think we have enough political pundits. I think we have enough lifetime politicians in office. And I think that's part of the problem.